Today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures, a five-generation Georgia-based beef and poultry farm determined to conduct business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Are you about to lose your precious lobster roll?
In the overfished waters of the Atlantic coast, an excess of lobsters would appear to be a windfall for fisheries and consumers. But the population explosion could be a signifier of further challenges to come. Dr. Robert Stenick, a marine biologist at the University of Maine, talked to us about the lobster population and the importance of biodiversity.
It sounds like a good thing because we've got so many lobsters, but very high population densities carry with them a greater risk and greater consequences if, for example, a disease breaks out. If you have a scattering of lobsters, a disease will kill a patch. If you've got a huge abundance of lobsters, it will sweep through the entire area. If that happens, and it certainly has happened in Rhode Island, this would be a serious problem because such a high percentage of all marine resources in Maine are from that one species of lobster.
In the Gulf of Maine, groundfish stocks like cod, haddock, flounder, and sole have significantly declined since the 1990s. Limiting the options for fishermen and creating a predator-free habitat for the lobsters.
There's short-term and long-term changes that can be made. In the short term, the crisis on the coast of Maine is entirely economic. It's not a biological crisis because we're at record-high abundances, and abundances are continuing to go up. So the lobstering community could think about ways of fishing smarter rather than fishing harder. But the bigger issue is that we've lost so much biodiversity in the Gulf of Maine, which was, to start out with, a low-diversity ecosystem. Low biological diversity means very low economic diversity, and that is the equivalent of putting all of your savings in a single stock, and it's just a bad practice.
To hear more, search for Lobster on heritageradionetwork.org. I'm Adam Olsner for heritageradionetwork.org.